Okay, hopefully it stays connected. I want to greet you all in the precious name of Jesus this morning. And for the message, I want to start with a quote this morning, a quote that I have read recently. This came from the book, The Disciplines of a Godly Man. For those of you who are going through the accountability groups, the men's group, we're reading through the book, The Disciplines of a Godly Man. And the last chapter that our group read was, the chapter was titled Discipline of Friendship. And this quote was in there. The author quoted this man, Blaise Pascal, if that's how you pronounce his name. And he said, "I set this down as a fact that if all men knew what each other said of the other, there would not be four friends in the world." So if I set this down as a fact that if all men knew what each other said about the other, there would not be four friends in the world. Would you agree with that? When I read that quote, I said, no. Like, that should not be true. You know, we're gathered this morning as a body of believers. We would, I believe, consider each other dear friends or brothers and sisters in the Lord. And if we all knew what each other said about us, does that mean there wouldn't be four of us that could be friends? I would like to push back against that. At the same time, I do believe there's a lot of truth to that as well. And I'm not saying that that's no way true, but I believe amongst believers, we can have friendships among more than four people. And our words are very important. This morning I want to talk about a word that I believe, a word that we use that talks about other people, a word that I believe often breaks or damages relationships. Anyone want to take a guess what that word is that I want to talk about? When people talk about each other, especially behind their backs, what do we often call that?
Gossip,
yes. And that is what I want to talk about this morning. And I do want to be clear up front. I am not sharing this message because I feel like we are a body of believers who are just gossiping about each other. I don't feel that. At the same time, I know my own heart. And the tendency that can happen, our fallen human nature, we sometimes gossip about each other, share things that we should not say about others. So I believe it is something that, if we're all honest, we all struggle with. Or maybe I'll ask you this. Have you ever been gossiped about? Never. When some people nodding their heads, yeah, we've been gossiped about. Well, maybe I should ask for a raise of hands. Have you ever gossiped about others? I think all of our hands would be up if we're really honest. We've all said things, if we're honest, said things about others that were better left unsaid. So the title of the message this morning is Extinguishing Gossip. And I want to look a little bit at those two words. To extinguish means to put an end to or annihilate. The other week, we had the school come to our house to do fire safety, lessons on fire safety and putting out fires. And extinguish, when I hear that word, I think of fires or putting out a fire. And Dawson had a fire extinguisher, and we had a fire, and we got to see what happens when the fire extinguisher is sprayed onto the fire. It puts out the fire. It annihilates it. And that is what I want to drive home this morning. We are to extinguish, to put an end to gossip. And then the word gossip is idle talk or rumor, especially about the personal or private affairs of others. And this doesn't say necessarily whether it's true or false. Gossip can be both. Gossip is sometimes true, but it's, you know, talking about the personal or private affairs of others, and sometimes it's false. You know, maybe you've heard stories where someone was gossiping or sharing someone about another, it was like, you know, there's no truth to that. Or maybe it was about you. Like, gossip can be true or false. When I worked away from home, where my employer, sometimes he would have meetings with his employees, and he did a good job at trying to curb or maybe try to extinguish gossip. Sometimes gossip was happening in the workplace, and my boss really drove it home, like, this place, we are not to gossip, or we're not going to be gossiping about others. And he was as bold as to say, you know, if someone continues to gossip, it could cost them their job. They could be fired for it. And I like the definition of what my boss shared, you know, to determine if something is gossip. I said, one, would you say this in front of the person that you're talking about? So something to think about. Would I share this with someone else if the person I'm talking about is present? Or sometimes there's conflict, and sometimes things do need to be addressed. But when I go to share this problem with someone else, am I doing it with the goal of bringing a solution or to cure the problem rather than just to vent or to simply share the news or to share, you know, what I'm dealing with and with really no end goal in mind? So the points that I want to look at, I want to have a look at 3 points in the message this morning talking about extinguishing gossip. And the first one is, what does the Bible say about gossip? And there's actually, well, in the King James Version, to my knowledge, gossip is not mentioned. Now, English Standard Version, I believe, uses it, and several other versions use the word gossip. And it's very clear, even the King James Version, gossip is talked about quite a bit, just not used with that exact word. And we'll look at some of those words here shortly. And then types of gossip. We'll look at 2 different types. And then thirdly, the cure for gossip. And what I really want to drive home is I want us to extinguish gossip because gossip... I want us to extinguish gossip because we will be judged by the words we speak. There are some sobering verses in the Bible that talk about our words. Every word that comes out of our mouth is being recorded in heaven. It's in a sense being written down. And when we face God on judgment day, all our words that we spoke, we're going to be judged by them. Now, I want to be clear. I believe Scripture is clear. We can be forgiven from the words that we speak. But if we continue to use our words in a negative way, we're going to be judged by the words that we speak. So the first point, what the Bible says about gossip, you can turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. I want to read verses 28 through 32, the end of the chapter. So, in chapter 1 of Romans, Paul is writing about people who willingly turn their back against God. And Paul lists many sins, what these people do. They are deliberately sinning, willfully sinning. And I'll start here at verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So some of these sins, as you read over this, they might sound just very gross sins, or maybe a sin that, well, you know, that we're not part of. But there's 2 words in here that I want to draw our attention to, 2 sins. And the first one is whisperers in the end of verse 29. And then the first word in verse 30 says backbiters. And I want to think about those two words a little bit. So whisperer, we might think of someone who whispers as, you know, talking quietly, right? Like how we would whisper. But that word, what it means is to gossip or to share secret or private information with others. So sometimes you might have someone share something personal that they're dealing with, maybe a personal sin that they're trying to find victory in. And a whisperer, as this means, is someone who just goes around and sharing that with others. They share secret or private information with others. That's a whisperer. And then the backbiter is talking maliciously about someone who is not present. And you might be familiar with the term backstabber. Have you ever heard the word someone being referred to as a backstabber? Someone who's not afraid to stab someone else in the back. Not literally, but with words. You know, maybe pleasant to their face, and yet when they're not around, they're not afraid to just bash their name or to smear their name in the mud, so to speak. Some time ago, I was filling up with gas at a service station, and there was someone else on the other side of the pump filling up with gas, and it was two ladies, and I couldn't help but eavesdrop on the conversation. These two ladies were, they were at a birthday party, and they were tearing the lady apart that had the birthday party. They were very upset with some of the things that she did, some of the people that were at the birthday party. They just went on and on bashing some of the things that she did. And maybe I'll get to talking about, or Lord willing, at the end of the message, talking about sometimes stopping that gossip. I didn't put my head around the other side of the pump and say, "What are you? Should you be saying this?" I didn't do that. But my guess is, if that lady that hosted the birthday party would have been present, that conversation would have been very different. But they were backstabbing that lady. They were willingly backbiting or talking about malicious talk behind her back. And what I want to do, I'm just going to put up, before I move on, in Romans, at the end of this chapter, so Paul lists all these sins, and he said, these things are worthy of death. So I ask the question, is gossip a serious sin? Now, I listened to David Brousseau share a message on gossip as well some time ago, and his title was Gossip, Not a Minor Sin. He did an excellent job with presenting that message, and I want to share some of what I have here comes from what he shared in that message. Now, it is true that sin is sin. Now, some sins have greater consequences than others. Thinking about relationships and gossip, that there's great consequences that can come from gossip. It is not a minor sin. And Paul says, someone who is a whisperer, someone who is a backbiter, these sins are worthy of death. And I believe what that means is if we live a lifestyle of gossiping about others, we will miss spending eternity with God if we continue to live a lifestyle of gossip. That's how I understand these verses and when he says that they are worthy of death. Another verse, a dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. And that's the English Standard Version from Proverbs 16:28. So thinking about a dishonest man, he's spreading strife, and a whisperer, or someone who shares secrets, shares personal information, separates close friends. Now, I want you to think about the relationships that you have. You likely have people in your life, or at least I hope you have people in your life, where you feel it's a safe place to share some of the things that you're facing in your personal life, where you can confide in that they're not going to be whispering or they're not going to be sharing that secret information with others. But unfortunately, you might also know of people who you might never share something personal with because of the life that they live, you know that it's likely going to just get spread around. Now, I want to ask myself the question, I want to ask you the question, what type of person are you? Are you someone or your close friends are going to feel that you are a safe place to come and share with. Another verse, Proverbs 26:20, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. So think, going again back to the fire. So if you want to put a fire out, one way is to quit feeding the fire, right? You quit putting wood on a fire, well, it's going to eventually burn itself out. And so it is with or relationships. A whisper separates close friends. If we are someone who shares secret information, private information about others, well, we're probably not going to have very close friends in our life. And gossip, thinking about quarreling ceasing. So gossip, where there is no gossip, you know, there's not room for quarreling or not room for fighting. And where there is gossiping, there's going to be quarreling. There's going to be strife. Another verse in Ephesians says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Now, I have some of these words highlighted up there, whispers and slander. That word slander means making false statements to damage one's reputation. So this is another type of gossip. And again, I said the word gossip, to my knowledge, is not in the King James Version, but whisper is a form of gossip. Slander is another form of, now this is more of false accusations damaging one's reputation. And Psalm 101 verse 5, and this is also in the ESV, says, whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. So what God is going to do with someone who shares false information about others, says God will destroy. So is gossip, is it important that we extinguish gossip? Is it important that we don't have gossip as part of our lives? I believe it is very important. It is something we need to extinguish. It is something we need to put off. There's another verse in James 1:26. It says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So thinking about our life and thinking about our words, we can profess Christianity, we can profess we have a relationship with Christ, but if our words, if our tongue is unbridled, if we're careless with our tongue, James says our religion is in vain. That's pretty sobering. So it is important that we have control over our tongue. Now, I have a picture up here as well of a horse with a bridle on. I don't know how many of you ever sat on the back of a horse and were able to control that horse with a bridle. I'd like to see your hands. Quite a few of you. It's pretty amazing when you think of the little bit that goes through that horse's mouth. So the bridle is the part that, as I understand it, that goes over the horse's face. And then through its mouth goes a little bit. And James 3 talks about this as well. I believe it's in James 3. About we can control a horse by that little bit in its mouth. And thinking about this big animal that is controlled by this very small thing. And the Bible says we can't actually control our tongue. On our own strength. We need God's grace. We need God's spirit within us to bridle, to control our tongue, or to control the words that are coming out of our tongue. Because if we don't have our tongue controlled, our religion is in vain. So thinking again about how important it is that we do not gossip. It also violates the golden rule. Matthew 7:12 says, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So before we say something behind someone's back before we gossip about them, thinking about, would I want this person to say this about me if I was in their shoes? Something to think about. And now, secondly, types of gossip. And I want to look at two different ones here. There's probably more out there. But the first one is entertainment gossip, and David Berceau talked about these two. So entertainment gossip, this can be casual conversation. It can be planned or unplanned. So this can happen very easily, and this is where I probably fall into this trap the most, where this can be a conversation, this might be a conversation I'm having with somebody, and we get to talking about, you know, brother so-and-so, and, oh yeah, I know him. Yeah, did you hear he did such and such? Really? And soon all we can be just involved in gossip. We're not really fixing the problem. We're more just smearing his name because of what he did. So this can be entertainment gossip. We didn't maybe intend to, but, you know, in the course of our conversation, this can happen very easily. This can happen after church talking about someone. This can happen in our homes, wherever it may be. This can even be about our own children, you know, sharing something that is private information that is damaging to their name, or that is smearing their name in the mud, so to speak. It reveals a little bit, and I want to look at this verses later in Matthew 12, but Jesus said, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things." This can quickly reveal the evil that's in our hearts. It's so easy to sometimes get on a conversation, again, talking about someone else's failings, and it's revealed very quickly that evil that is within us. Now, we should be not just sharing the shortcomings of others simply just to put them down. It'd be interesting to have discussion on some of these. So often it's easier to talk about someone's failings or shortcomings rather than their victories, something that they're good at. And I've heard many people speak well of others and to really lift each other up. I've heard that, but it's also very easy sometimes to just kind of talk about someone's failings, someone's weaknesses, and spread that around rather than what they do well at. Have you ever been in conversation with someone, or maybe you've used this, and talking about someone else? I don't mean this to gossip, but did you hear, well, what are we doing? And I'm not saying it's always wrong to use that. I think we can use that sometimes as an excuse. I've heard people say that, and I may have used that already too. Not to gossip, but we need to really think carefully. Or maybe our prayer requests can be more of a gossip than an actual prayer request. And I'm not saying it's wrong to share a prayer request with others, but I think, well, I'll look more at this later too, you know, in the cure for gossip, but I think we really need to examine our own heart and why we are sharing the prayer request. Are we sharing it because we are simply or out of true concern for someone and we really care what they're going through and we really care that they find victory? Or are we sharing it as a prayer request because, you know, did you hear about this person? We need to examine our heart. I've also heard it said, as Anabaptists, you know, many of us, we don't have TV or we don't watch movies like the world does, but we gossip instead. And while it might sound a little humorous, that's sobering as well, if that is true. And I believe there is truth to that at times. And I don't know what statistics are like. I would hope that gossiping among Christians is not like it is in the world. Or it's not like these two ladies that I heard at the gas station. I would hope it's much less. But I know my own heart, and I know how quickly it can happen to us as well. We can gossip about sometimes the people that are very close to us. Sometimes we can just be maybe sharing a hurt or sharing a, maybe it's even a misunderstanding. We just go sharing it with others rather than talking to them about it. Sometimes hear of a gossip about someone's spouse, just, you know, yeah, so they, can you believe they did this, or this is what my wife did, or this is what my husband did? No, we need to be very, very careful with that. And then this, another type of gossip, taking our brother or sister to court. And I've listened to David Berceau explain it like this, and it made sense to me. So this might happen quicker when this is something personal done to us, where someone did something that offended us, someone did something that hurt us, or maybe it's even a misunderstanding that we have with someone. And rather than talking about it directly to them, we go to a close friend, or we go to someone that know will give us a listening ear, and we just vent and we tell them, you know, what someone else did to us. And David Berceau, he talked about the court setting. So if you have a trial taking place, in that setting, there's going to be a jury, and it's going to be someone that they make sure that people, or they do their best to have an unbiased jury there, where they just simply hear the story and try to give their best judgment of, you know, whether they're innocent or guilty. In this setting, taking our brother or sister to court, we are doing it secretly, often in a sense where this brother or sister might have no idea this is taking place, that their name is going around and being what they're accused of doing, whether it's true or false. It's a secret court. So we, again, think about, we're going to go to someone, if we're going to gossip, we're going to go to someone that will give us a listening ear most times, someone that's going to be on our side. So we're building up a secret. It's taking a brother or sister to court secretly, if that makes sense, to often to put ourselves up and to put them down. And just put this in here as well, even when someone may offend us, someone may hurt us, even if when that offense is there, it doesn't give us the right to just simply go around and spread that to others. It doesn't make it right to gossip, even if they are the guilty ones, without going and talking to them about it. So, again, think of the second one there, taking our brother or sister to court, spreading gossip about someone without taking it to, or without talking to them personally. Thinking about the taking them to court. Sometimes in that situation, we do well, or it is right to first go and talk to them about it rather than spreading it to others. Now, thirdly, the cure for gossip. Thinking about, again, the fire extinguisher, to put it out, to put an end to it. Matthew 22:39, this is just the end of the verse. It says, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So again, thinking about how to put out gossip, how to bring a cure to it. Well, if we are gossiping, we're breaking the second commandment, right? Jesus said we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love your neighbors yourself. This is the second commandment. And when we're gossiping about others, we're breaking the second commandment. We're not loving our neighbor as ourself. And I think we do well to try to put someone, when we're tempted to gossip about someone, try to put ourselves in their shoes. You know, what it would be, would I like if this person was going around and just spreading this about me? How would that feel? Or, again, thinking about, is this something I would share if the person I'm talking about is present? Would I share it then? Am I loving my neighbor as myself? And then another verse, and I don't have it, this is more paraphrased, and just paraphrase it, but count others more significant than yourselves. Sometimes it's easy to have a critical spirit towards others. Sometimes it's easy to have a critical spirit towards those maybe we struggle to get along with. And we can just soon start assuming things. When a misunderstanding happens, we can start thinking, well, they did that just to, you know, offend me. That critical spirit can come so quickly at times. Philippians 2, I'll read a few verses there. Paul said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So again, thinking of others more significantly than ourselves. So often, gossip is putting others down and lifting ourselves up. We're feeling insecure about ourselves, and we try to bring more confidence to ourselves by putting others down. But Paul says, no, we're to put on the mind of Christ. We are to have a lowly mind and esteem others better than themselves. Not to think less of ourselves than what we should, but to think of ourselves as we should, and not lift ourselves up, but rather lift up others. Think about others more than ourselves. And Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, and forgiving one another. So again, thinking about gossip. Am I going to gossip, or thinking about the cure for gossip, am I going to gossip and be kind at the same time? Is gossip kind? No, gossip is sharing private information, or sometimes slandering someone, talking about them behind their back. That's not being kind. We are breaking these commands right here. Tenderhearted. Can I gossip and be tenderhearted at the same time? I don't think the two go hand in hand. And then forgiving. So am I going to gossip if I have a forgiving spirit? So someone that is offending us, we're to forgive one time, two times, three times, and then gossip? No, we're going to continue to forgive again and again, 70 times 7. I believe just continue to forgive. So instead of taking our brother to court or our sister to court, so to speak, instead of talking about them behind their back about the offense that took place, we need to forgive. And if we can't forgive, if it's something minor, or I should say this, if it's something minor, maybe we can just forgive without even talking to them. Like it's a very little thing. Maybe I just misunderstood them. We can just forgive and move on. If it's something we can't move on, rather than going and sharing it with others, first, I think we should go to that brother or sister and say, hey, remember when this happened? Like, did you really mean it this way? And this could be a misunderstanding, and this could be an outright offense. Maybe I'll use Matt as an example. If Matt does something, I'm using you as an example because I think we have a healthy relationship. I've got to be careful with this. But if Matt does something that really offends me, maybe he's not aware about it at all. But when I go to Dale and say, Dale, this is what Matt did to me. I can't believe he did this to me. And I don't think Dale would do this, but Dale says, oh, Brian, that is too bad. I can't believe that either. Dale turns around after church is over, and Brunel, did you hear what Matt did? Like, this is wrong. And I'm saying this, I don't expect this to happen. But this is what can happen. But when I go to Dale, I believe what first should happen, if I'm telling Dale about something Matt did that offended me, I believe Dale should say, well, have you talked to Matt about it? And if my response is, no, I haven't, Dale should say, well, first go and talk to Matt. If I can't let go of it, if I can't forgive him, my first responsibility is to go to Matt and talk to him and try to work it out there. If we still can't resolve it, that's where I believe it's okay to go, according to Matthew 18, to go to another brother and say, we can't resolve this. This is what we're dealing with, you know, and talk about it together. I also realize this can get very tricky sometimes, and I want to think about it as well. Well, I'll get there soon. I don't have all the answers to how this all should be fleshed out, but I do know we needed to be very careful about how we handle some of these things. Matthew 12. I know the time is running out, but you can turn to Matthew 12. I'd like to read a few verses there. Matthew chapter 12, and the context of this, so there are some Pharisees here that were accusing Jesus of doing miracles through the power of Satan. And Jesus responds back to them. And I'll start reading here at verse 33. Jesus, he was addressing, I believe, specifically the Pharisees, but I still think we can glean truths from this for ourselves as well. So Jesus said in verse 33 of Matthew 12, "Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Again, these are very sobering verses here to think about. Our verses, or our words, being recorded, and our words, by our words, we will either be justified or we will be condemned. So idle words simply are empty. What does that mean? Empty or careless. So again, thinking about our tongue and being careful with our tongue, bridling our tongue, we will give an account for the careless or empty words that we shared. So, yeah. I had another one I have noted here is stop gossip from being shared. And I'm getting ahead of some of my notes here, but thinking about these words here in Matthew 12, and how can we cure gossip? How can we extinguish gossip? If someone comes to you and is venting or is gossiping, and you sense that it's simply just to smear someone's name, again, going back to the example I gave of if I go to Dale and speaking about what Matt did to me, I think we need to sometimes, when someone comes to us, stop it. And in the event that they need to go back and talk to that brother, we can ask, have you talked to this sister about this? Or have you talked to this brother about it? Or maybe, this takes a lot of discernment. Because there are some times when I don't want to come across as we can never share something that we're going through with others. Because that is very important at times. But we do well to examine our own hearts. Why am I going to go share this with a brother or sister? Is it for the hope of redemption? And I believe in those cases, sometimes we go through very difficult things where we can seek counsel from another brother or another sister. We can get wisdom from them to help deal with the situation. So in those cases, I believe sometimes it can be okay to share, but we need to ask ourselves why we are doing it. But sometimes, and I have never done this, I don't think I've ever done it, when someone has come and shared with me and just stopped them right there and said, "Is this gossip?" That'd be hard to do. But I believe I should have sometimes in my life. And there's probably times when others should have done that when I went and shared to them and asked me, is this gossip? Or why are you sharing this with me? If I do that, it must be from a heart of love, not just a condemning question or a condemning spirit. We need to use discernment. But thinking about not only ourselves not gossiping, but also stopping gossip just from being shared. Not always easy to do. Also, if you do that, if you're willing to stand up against it, that person will likely not come back to you again with more gossip in the future. And it may mean that you might miss out on some interesting information. Some gossip, I think some of the reason it is so easy to get into, it is interesting sometimes. It's interesting to find out what's going on, or interesting to find out some things about someone's personal life. But again, what is the intent behind it? So the cure for gossip. I just have a few questions that I wrote down that I think are healthy to ask ourselves, thinking or in the event that we are tempted to gossip, or some healthy questions to ask ourselves. So one, is it negative or idle talk? Going again back to the definition of what is gossip. Is this negative or idle talk? And what is my motive for sharing? Is it simply to share information, or is it because I want to bring a resolution to the whatever I'm facing? What is my motive behind it? Is it just smearing someone's name in the mud, or is it redemptive? Is the goal redemptive? Another one I wrote down, is it true? Again, going back to gossip, can be either true or false. And sometimes gossip can be shared that's simply untrue. And I think we would do well if we hear something about another brother or sister that we like, really? I can't believe they would do that. And instead of sharing it with the next person, I think it's appropriate to go right back to that brother or sister and said, is this true? Again, it takes discernment to do something like that. But in some cases, it's simply untrue that got started. And if someone came to me about that and asked me if it's true, rather than spreading it, I would respect that person. And I would thank them for coming and asking me, rather than continuing to spread it around. Another question, am I loving this person? So the second commandment, again, is to love our neighbor as myself. Can I share this information with someone else and love them? Am I loving them by sharing this information? And another one is, have I forgiven them? Am I holding bitterness against this brother or sister? Or have I forgiven them? So, in conclusion, another powerful verse up here. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Thinking about the power of our tongue, the power of our words. And I wanted to note too, when I read through Matthew 12, Jesus said, out of the treasure of our heart, the mouth speaks. That treasure can be translated like storehouse. The words that come out of our mouth are really coming from what's in our heart, what's in our storehouse. And if our heart is evil, if our treasure or our storehouse is evil, we're going to speak evil words. We're going to gossip. But if our heart is good, if our storehouse is good, we're going to have words that speak life. We're going to have words that build each other up. We're going to care about others. So it is important what is coming from our heart. And the cure for gossip, I believe, includes having a good heart, not an evil heart. And it takes the power of Christ within us to cleanse us from the evil that is within, and Christ to fill us with His Spirit so that our words speak life and not death that come out of our mouth. And I'm, again, speaking to myself as much as anyone. There are many times where I can think about where I've used words or where I've said words that should never have been spoken. And that's sobering to think about. We need to repent. We need to confess them. So our words are very important. And I know I mentioned this phrase before, but the phrase that says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me, that is so, so false. We should not speak those words. Words are powerful. Words can build up. Words can bring life, or they can speak death. And I believe there's people that have ended their lives on this earth from hurts, from hurtful words that were shared. May our words be speaking life into others. So I don't want it just be a negative message, but may we speak words of life to each other and to extinguish gossip. So again, thinking about, I want us to extinguish gossip because we will be judged by the words we speak. One day, your book is going to be finished writing. Your life will be done being recorded, and you're going to stand before God, and your words, you'll either be justified by your words or condemned. And we need the power of Christ to use our tongue wisely, to have our tongue bridled. So may we here at Shenandoah be a healthy congregation where gossip is extinguished, where gossip is put out, and may we love each other and use our words carefully. My encouragement would be, if God has spoken to anything specific in your life, just to act on it. Maybe you need to go to another brother and sister and say, "Hey, I'm sorry. I said something that was not kind," or this again takes discernment. But we need to be very careful about the words that we speak. May our words speak life and not death. So thank you for your attention. Let's pause for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the scriptures that are in your word, where you teach us how to use our tongue. And we understand you care deeply about the words that we share, and you care about that we are you want us to build each other up and not tear each other down. And may we, as a body of believers, do our best to extinguish gossip, to put an end to it, and to love each other, to care for one another, and to build each other up, to bring you honor and glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.